All right, good morning. We're now up to base. I'm on base 2 lines from the bottom. We had a steer between the Mishnah and the Brice, which we're working out at the end. And the Gemara picks up with the words Michde Tarvaihu. Both of these that we had, both the Mishnah and the Brice, Stam Itnan. It was said Stam. There was no authorship. We didn't know who it really was. So therefore, since it was just taught Stam, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Brice, Rabbonin. How do you know that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and the Brice was going like the Rabbonin? There's no names. What's to say? So the Gemara says, maybe I could say the opposite way, which means that according to the Chachamim, you'd be Potter, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Chayiv. Suman, Shamas, Leda, Dorish, Miuta, Ki, Haigavna. Well, let's look for a precedent. Let's look to see who else is darshaning mutin. I think Rashi can see on the next dot that there's three mutin. Who's the one who darshans that way, in that manner, in that style? That would be Rebbe Yehuda Hi. Titanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, on the top of him, Gimel. Zos Torus Ha'ola Hi, right? So, it skips the next word, but I left it out. Ha'ola, right? So the Rashi points out what the three drushas are on the top Rashi and Gimel. Zos Torah Sa'ola Hi Ha'ola. So Zos Hi Ha'ola. Those three words, each one of them is a separate miut. Hare Elu Shlosha Miutin. Chad Prat Le Nish Chato Belayle. If the Korban Shechita was done during the nighttime, so that's a miut, that's not included. The Chad, and the second one is Prat Le Nishpach Doma. If its blood was spilled out before they could do the Zerika. The Chad Prat Le Yitzias Doma chutz l'kolon. They took it out past the curtains. Shim also algave hamizbeach teired. If any one of these three cases happened, the shechita was at night, or the dam was spilled, or they took it out from where it was supposed to be, then they put it up on the mizbeach. They take it back down. De lo havi ola chashuva. That's not considered to be an ola. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's drasha that these three things are mutants. Since we see Rabbi Yehuda's the one who's memaid, it makes sense for us to say that Rabbi Yehuda would in fact be the one who holds it your potter.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When they did the parsha, by Oyla says he, and by Chalas it says who.
Mm-hmm.
What's the nafka meaning, you know?
No, not sure.
You have noticed it? I've never asked anybody.
It's spelled the same way.
Yeah, one is he, one is who. And then later on the Chalas, they mention he.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
One is Menkeva, one is...
Well, a chatas is brought from a kivsaurus, a female animals. Chatas is a female animal, you know.
Always?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't have
to be a female. Yeah. Okay, so hare elu shloshim mutin. So there are three, those are the three mutin. So Iba is saying, if you want, now of course the second part would start with words adai and ani omer, right? That part of it. Lo motis mukmo lo kareb Yehuda. So now we're coming off the same way, but it's a different approach. The first one we said that it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda, so this must be Rabbi Yehuda also. Or alternatively, saying no, that one Brice cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore it must be the Chachamim. How do you know it can't be Rabbi Yehuda? Diktani, Rov Kahal Shechotu. So if you had the Rov of the community that did the Chait, Bezdin Mavien Al Yedehim Par. So Bezdin is the one who brings the Par. We spoke it yesterday, we're going to see. Agyante, Moid. We're going to see that we're on the top, with the 4 lines from the top. That there's a machlokis, who actually brings? Does the tzibur bring the par helam shaldav, or does the beistin bring it? So here, this one holds, Rebbe Yehuda says, Rov Kahal, okay, let's work it out. Rov Kahal Shechotu, beistin mevien es al yedehim par. The beistin is one who has to bring the korban. Ve'i Rebbe Yehuda ha'omer, tzibur hu demaisin. Rebbe Yehuda holds, no, it's the tzibur, the people themselves the ones who bring the korban. So therefore, it cannot be Rebbe Yehuda's the author, because that part clearly says that the Beis Din brings it, right? So the deal is like this: Beis Din low, right? And Beis Din is not the one who brings it; it's only the tzibur. The Tanan, I think they change it to Tanya. Where is this? The bright in the same? They change it. Yeah, the Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechotu. If you had 7 of the Shvatim that did in the Vera, right? Nevi'in Zion Parim. They're going to bring 7. The Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Zudivrei Reb Meir. Now, New Tevet says that this is going. Oh, I'm sorry, let me just finish up the last point.
So
you see from... we have more Gemaras in the front. Sure. I'll speak it out outside. So you see from here, clearly, from the Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's 7 Shvatim, they're the ones who bring it. They're the ones who bring it. So now the Gemara has a new Teretz. We're going to move away from Rabbi Yehuda and say it's Rabbi Meir. We are, I'll just say we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 7 lines up, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Zu Divrei Rav Meir. Right? This is now, we're changing, not Rav Yehuda anymore, we say it's Rav Meir. Ava Chachamim Omerim Yochid She'osu Baharaz Beis Din Chayiv. If an individual would do something based upon it, on the Psak of the Beis Din, he'd be Chayiv bring the Korban. So my Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan. How do you know this is Rabbi Meir? How is Rabbanan? D'tanya. Horu v'osu, if they gave a psak and they actually followed up on it, Rabbi Meir poter v'chacham v'chayvin. So Meir says you're exempt from this. Man osu, so who's the one who did this? Elaim of Beis Din, and Elaim always introduces a rejected answer, right? It's like, okay, if you want to say this, but it's not going to work out at the end. You don't want the maskana, Elaim is not going to be the way. So Elaim of Beis Din can tell me it's Beis Din. My time is Rabbanan v'chayvin. What would be shot down the Rabbanan who held that they'd be chayav to do that? Vatan, you learned in a brisa. Yochel, the havamina would be, horu Beis Din v'osu Beis Din. If the Beis Din gave the psak and they did it, yochel yuchayavin, I would think that they should be chayav to bring the korban. Tamalomer, the kahal osu. Right? That the, how should we translate kahal? Congregation, the community is the one who did it. Maise toli b'kahal. Hora told the Beis Din. The action has to be done by the people, but the psak is given by Beis Din. Yeah. Right? So therefore, Ella, that's why it's rejected. Ella must be differently. Horu Beis Din v'osu rov kahal. Beis Din gave a hora. They said that chaliv is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. And the majority of the people went ahead and ate chaliv. So my time with Rabbi Meir de Poter. So why in that case, if our kumta is now, again, but Beis Din gave psak, the rov people followed it, why could Rabbi Meir say that you're exempt? You're chayav to bring this case. Elolav horu Beis Din v'osu miut kahal. So now it must be like this. They gave a psak. Let's keep the example consistent. They gave a psak, you're allowed to eat chaliv. And then the miut of the people did this, right? So v'hok mifli, that's talk of the machloikis. Mar sover yochid she'osu b'horaz Beis Din potter. One holds that if they did it, you'd be potter. That's going to be the chachamim. Umar sov yachich also b'horas Beis Din chayiv. That's going to be Rabbi Meir shita. They'd be chayiv to bring. Omer papa kuli alma yachich also b'horas Beis Din potter. No, even if a yachid does on the Beis Din, you're still potter. Ella Beis Din mashlim l'rov tzibur kemiflegi. It's a different machlokes. Can the Beis Din, if they themselves acted out and they followed their own psak, can they contribute the number to get us over that point? Let's say it's a little bit less. It's 49%, or it's a dead tie. It's 50-50. The Beis Din, can they themselves, they did it, do they count as part of that to fill out the thing, right? So Mar Sover Beis Din Mashlim, L'Rov Tzibur, right? The Chachamim would say that the Beis Din would be Mashlim. Mar Sover Ein Beis Din Mashlim, L'Rov Tzibur. There's a Rambam I wanted to read you. So we have the Beis Medrash set up now. I can read you the Rambam. It's in Shkagos Yud Gimel. Sanhedrin Atzmon She'osu B'horas Einam Itztarfin L'Rov Kahal. This is Shkagos Yud Gimel Halacha Beis. So if the Sanhedrin did this, they're not Mitztarif. Ad Shehu HaRov She'osu Chutz Min HaSanhedrin. That the Rov has to be of people outside the Sanhedrin. So what do you think, what's the svara behind that? Why do you think that the Sanhedrin can't, they did it. Why can't they, you know, 49%, then we add in the judges, the Dayanim also, they also, you can have a lot, you can have a, right? What do you think is the Rambam Paskins that they're not mitzvah? Any thoughts on that?
Well, they have a different status than the rest of the Kahal because they are the ones that are governing the whole thing to begin with.
Yeah, right. I think that's the din. There's a special uniqueness to them, therefore they're not called Kahal. They're called Beis Din. It's a separate title, a separate category they belong to, so therefore you can't mix and match. We have the Kahal doing something, and you have the...
The problem is, let's say Beis Din makes a mistake on the Kahal.
Yeah.
And Yom Kippur comes out. Yom Kippur comes out one day, and actually it's another day.
Yeah.
And everybody fasted the wrong day. Right. Who's chayav for that?
The Gemara says it's Makudish Afilu Filu Toa. So yeah, they did. The Amish did the right thing.
Yeah, a lot of times they have a problem when Rosh Hashanah starts.
Right.
What is the svara that Beis Din should be proper if only a mere?
It's part of the Gzeiros HaKosov. In other words, the Par Helam Dover is only brought when you have Rov doing it. You need to get Rov in order to...
Yeah, but why should the individuals
be...
Why should the individuals be Chayev?
We did the Maisa.
Yeah, that's a whole lumpus, actually. It's a good question you're asking. What's your name?
Dicker, Henry Dicker.
It's a great question. How do you understand when the is a parhelam davar brought? Does that mean that there wasn't any chiv anymore, or just the chiv is now taken off and the basin is mashlim on their behalf? You know, did it erase the chiv or just transfer the chiv? That's the way that they speak this out. So we could say, maybe just running out of svar as to why the yachid would not bring a korban once it's on it, that the chiv, so to speak, became transferred. But if you're saying that the yachid would have to bring it, the chiv wasn't necessarily transferred, just it's still there. It's still on him, right? It just hasn't, and then but once you get that qualitative number, quantitative number you get over, at that point the chiv just transferred, doesn't dissipate.
The other question is why, in a case where it's only a mirit, and therefore there's no par helim dover, why would the individual be patur from chatas?
Because he was still told the bezdin.
Okay, so he's a shogeg, so every chatas is a shogeg.
This is more of his, it's almost like korav l'onus, because he's...
Oh, okay.
It's like, you're right, it is a shogeg, but is it stronger than a regular shogeg? It's you know, so you're right. Every chata is, but in this case, it's a, we'll call it a bigger shogeg. Okay, we're up to Ibai Sema, yeah. If you want, I can tell you a different pshat. That was the program. We just ended off the Rambam. Haru beizdin v'asu rubo shel kahal. Right, it's a case where they gave the beizdin gave their psak and Rove did it. Uman Chachamim, so who's the Shita of the Chachamim? So it's Rabbi Shimon. This is going like Rabbi Shimon. To Amr Tzibur Maisei, Ubeizdin Maisei. He holds that both bring the Korban. Where's this Rash? Yeah. They both have to bring it. Okay, that's what it was Rash I wanted to do. Ibayas Ema, Shevet She'osu B'horaz Beizdino. Or you could tell me different territory, it's when one shevet does with the hora of their particular bezdin. You know, it's Naftali. So everybody in Naftali's bezdin gave psak, you gotta do it. So all they did it within their shevet. Uman chacham, in that case, that'd be Rabbi Yehuda, going Rabbi Yehuda, to Tanya, shevet she'osu b'horaz bezdin, osu ha-shevet chayiv. They themselves bring it. So that way that'd be another pshat as to why they would have to bring the parhelam dover. V'yibay seim, ekigon shechotu shisha v'heim rubo shel kahal. So here's interesting. It's a numbers game. You have six shvatim did it, but there's still the rove. Like, what were the two biggest shvatim we had, population-wise, from the Midbar at least?
Yehuda
and?
Don.
Yeah, very good. So that's why some of the Mefarshim point out they were the first to march and they were the last to march. It's a military strategy. You had Yehuda march in the front. They're the biggest, I forget the numbers, I think Don maybe like 74,000, I don't remember off the top of my head.
But Don was in the 60s.
Was in the 60s?
Yeah,
but they certainly were the two biggest, right?
Yeah, you was 73, I think.
73?
And Don was like
60. So you put your that's the best military strategy. You have your strongest troops, greatest number in the front, and your greatest number in the back. So whichever way they come to attack, you'll be there, right? So you could have, let's use our case right now. Shisha of the Shvatim did the court, and two of them were Yehuda and Don. So now then you have like two of the biggest ones there, right? Like Lahavli, you have like the Electoral College, right? The popular vote. You have the majority of people did the Avera, but it's not Rov the Shvatim. So in this case, what's going to be? Oh, Shiva, Afal Pish, Einam, Rubin, Shal, Kahal. Or you have seven, but the smallest seven Shvatim. They did it. So you have Rov in numbers, but you don't have Rov numbers of the Shvatim, but not Rov in numbers of the population. Umas Nisim Manus, who's our Mishnah going like in this case, where it's six and they're the Rov, or seven and they're still the Miut. Reb Shimon ben Elazar he, Netanya, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Nishmo, Chatu Shisha v'hein Rubo Shel Kahal, O Shiva, or seven, Afbish, in Rubo Shel Kahal, Chayovin, they would in fact bring the thing. So therefore, at the end of the day, why recording all these opinions? There's no proof that really necessarily this Brisa Mishnah is going like Rebbe Meir. Shimon, we had other different shittas, therefore that the whole assumption we start on the bottom of the previous Amud was that why are you telling me that it's Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim? Maybe I have a different teretz, so we can't necessarily come on to that and say that it is necessarily Rebbe Meir. Okay, another Rambam to do? Should we do it now? It's a long Rambam. Maybe we'll come back to it if we have time at the end for the Rambam. Okay, we're on the last line before it gets wide. Omer Vasi. Uvbahara Halech Acher Roiv Yoshve Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Hora, that we only count the Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael. It's ouch. It's a little bit harsh for us to say this, but the truth of it is, when we talk about Klal Yisrael, that really is halachically only Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we're Bnei Yisrael, right? We're Am Yisrael, okay? We're even Chutz La'aretz. But in terms of the actual, I remember hearing this from Rav Shechter Shlita when he was talking about, he gave a shiur years ago, the Hitnatkut, right? I don't know how you translate it in English. The
disengagement.
Disengagement, thank you. The disengagement from there. So he was speaking about this, and he says, really, the only Jews who are allowed to vote and to voice an opinion on whether they support the disengagement or not are the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Jews living in Chutz La'aretz aren't entitled, you give your soapbox opinion, but according to Halach, you're not called Kahal. Only the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, I mean, it's very emotional, drush, he was speaking, sometimes, unfortunately, to save an organism, you have to amputate. And if those Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael felt that this is necessary to give back, we know what happened, so we're in hindsight, vision is perfect, but at that time, when it was a very, it still is, but at that time, it was such a hot issue, was it right or wrong? It says, only the Jews that live there, who are on the front line, they're the ones who get a vote. We don't get a vote. But so that, I don't know if you quote this Gemara, but it comes up several times in Horios, and it comes up in the Sugi of Smicha as well. Only the Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael are called Kahal. So what's the drasha for the Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, I think this is Malachim. I don't know if the footnotes to say where it's from. Is it? I don't have my Gemara to say. It's Malachim? Okay. Makes sense. V'as Shlomo ve'esahi esachag ve'es yisk... I'm sorry. Ve'esachag v'chol Yisrael imo kahal godol. Right? There's kahal. Milava chamas ad nachal mitzrayim lifnei Hashem elokeinu shivas yamim v'shivas yamim arbo osur yom. So he made this triumph celebration for 14 days. Nichti k'siv, it says v'chol Yisrael imo. It says all the Jews were with him. Kahal Godim Lovel Chamas V'ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Right, Chamas. These are locations until the Nachal, the Valley of the Mitzrayim. So Lamali, what do I need that if you already told me first V'chol Yisrael? So Shema Minos, you derive from here Hani Hu the Ikri Kahal. Those who are in Eretz Yisrael are called Kahal. Avahanach Lo Ikri Kahal, but the others are not called Kahal.
The problem is what Shlomo did was not a mitzvah. Derisa. He made yesterday, it's like a party because they built a base of Mikdash.
Right, how could he do that?
And it's not really, it's like saying you have war from work, but he didn't make a mitzvah.
How could he make a seuda on Yom Kippur?
Kippur, like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's a question.
Interesting, in Yevamos, we just, in the Mishnah Yavis, and we just finished Yevamos, talks about the definition of Kahal also, and it gives other exclusions to Kahal besides people living outside of Eretz Yisrael. Like a ger is not part of Kahal Hashem, which is, I thought, was kind of a chiddush to me.
Right. Also, since it's Pesach, there's a beautiful Meshech Chachma in Bahaloscha. So normally when a ger comes, he's makir of a korban, right? So the Meshech Chachma has a beautiful chiddush. He says that the korban Pesach that a ger can bring, that can serve as his korban of gerus as well. It's a beautiful idea. So you're right, according to the halacha, but just that idea of understanding Pesach and being...
Another problem is this. Like, what does the Yeravim do? He forced the avoid the Sarah, but the whole, you know, the seven ten shvatim, and he must have forced the Besdin, and he's under the Besdin, to get out this law that you're allowed to go to a Avodah Zarah. So all the Jews who follow them,
were acting according to the Beis Din? I think that's something different.
To the Beis
Din, once it came on to the Shlomo.
One later says, oh, everybody's doing it very well, we're going to do it too. That's what happened.
So we're going to get to the end. The next mission is going to talk about when the Beis Din sounds like they're being mocked to do a Avodah Zarah. But I think that's differently. Just like we said, Shlomo now had them not fast on Yom Kippur. Esther and Mordechai had them fast on Pesach.
Right? No, but eating Yom Kippur, I think, is worse than facing a Pesach.
You're right. Yeah. But one second, it's Issacharis.
Yeah.
Issacharis, you don't have your, again, they weren't bringing Korban Pesach later. Okay, let's go weiter. Pshita. This is so posh, it says the Gemara. Meruban v'nis ma'atu. You had a lot of people who did it, and then they became less. They became a miut of the kahal. Haine plugged to the Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. This is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. We'll explain what that means in a second. Mu'atin v'nis rabumai. But if you had a miut, and then suddenly they became the rove, my. What's the din? So Rashi on the right side, the second to last line from the bottom. So comes and says, you can get through? I'll stand up. The Rashi says like this.
Sorry, sir.
Mu'uta v'nisrabu mai kigon shaharu beizdin v'osu miut kahal al piem. So they gave a psak, and then the minority of the people did that. Right? The yachid she'asa b'horaz beis din potter. As we said, that if a yachid does, he's potter. However, umesu miktosun shorov kahal. But then the majority, people from the row, from the 51%, some of them died, and therefore nizrabu elu. And therefore now the miyut became the majority. Right? You follow the case? They gave a psak, and the miyut is the one that followed it erroneously, and the majority didn't. But then the people from the majority, from the winning team, started passing away. So now the number game switched, so the miyut became the rove. Now, Peshas Maisa, they were still a miyut. But Sof Dovor, they were the rove. So that's the Gemara's question now. That's the game. Here, we have extra Gemara's if you'd like. Okay. So where are we up to? I lost my spot. My, right? That's what we're up to. Haina Plugdub Shimon Rabbonim, Yudin Rajamai. Okay, here we go. Mi pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbonim, right? Oh, did I skip a line? Yeah. Mi pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbonim. Is it really a machlokas in this case? So let's explain. The Gemara is going to quote later on Daf Yud. There's a difference between a melech or a nasi if they do an avera. If they did it, they bring a special korban that comes from a par. Now, what's the din if at the time they did the avera, they were a regular hedyet, a regular guy, and then they got promoted to becoming a melech, or not? So now, v'shas maisa, they were a hedyet. They should have brought the regular, like a kisva or seora. But now if they would have done the avera as a melech or as a nasi, they would have brought a par. So Reb Shimon says, where's the Rashi? Oh, I skipped the rod. Let's go back to Peshitta Merubin Nismatu. This is the case where they brings down the sheet, the Reb Shimon. Right? It's Rashi above that. Kigon Shaharu Beizdin V'Osi Rov Kahal Apihem V'Nischai V'Lohavi Par. Okay. V'Lo Hispiku Lohavi Par Aj Nismatu Shemeso Miktos. Some of them died. Sahayna Plugd Reb Shimon Rabbonin T'nan Kam Dafyud Amad Aleph Chota Koen Mashuach V'Nasi Aj Lo Nismanu. They sin, but they weren't appointed yet. V'hayu chayovim lahavi kispa osira. That's the regular hedyot. V'lo hispiku lahavi ad shizmanu. They didn't have a chance to do it. And now harehen kehedyotos u'mechayevin lahavi kispa osira kibetachila. So hachinami chayim par betachila. Rabbi Shimon Omer says no. Hachinami inoda lahem ad shlo nizmatu chayovim lahavim par. Aval inoda lahen kishin nizmatu. Peturin. So he says, this can be potter if we follow where you're up to. So Reb Shimon, now back in the Gemara, to all the boss of Yedia Mechayev. He goes after the when you became known about it. And when the time I became known about it, I didn't know. I'm not a different status. So here now, when they became known, in our case, when you were a miyut and then you became the rov, so he would be Mechayev you in that case. Verbon and Ozli Bosser Chatos, you'd be pottery. They said no, because when you did the actual prohibition, you ate the chalev, you were still the minority, still the miyut. So if we follow the maisa, that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim. Do I go after where you are now once you know about it, or now, or do you go when it actually happened? So in this case, would be say machlokes olo, right? My. So when I ask Batispra, can you really say that this would be the same thing? Aim to Shamas Leilub Shimon to Oslo Afbos or Yedia. Let's say that you understand the Pshit of Reb Shimon, that you go after the Yedia. Heichi, that's in a case, to have a yediya v'chatas b'chiv. When both the yediya, you found out about it, and the chatas you did, you were chayv in those cases. However, yediya below chatas, but if you just had a yediya, but you don't have a chiv for the chatas, mi shamatlei, would Rabbi Shimon say that? It's a totally different case. In the case of the nasi or the melech, so you're chayv. You're chayv both times. Here, in the case where it's a rove, the meat becomes magically the rove now, they were never chayv in the first place. So that's what he says. The imkain leisei kihashda, right? El Reb Shimon chato v'yedia, boy, you need both. You need both to do the chait and the knowledge at a time when you're actually chayev. So iboy luhu, where's the question? Horu based in chaylev mutter. Okay, so our classic case we're using over and over again. Based in paskin jalao to eat the chaylev. V'osu mira kahal, right? And then the minority of people went ahead and ate chaylev. V'chozru based in bohen v'horu v'osu mirat acher. Mahu, and then they give the same psak again, chelev's mutter, and a different miyut eat, not the same guys.
Wait, a different
No, the same Beis Din, but a different,
another
group,
minority.
Another miyud.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is mahu kevan dishtei yediyas ninhu lo mitztarif. Do we say that each one was a separate action, and we're not going to combine them together to make it rov? Oh, Dil, or maybe not like that. Someone pointed out to me this year. I never realized this. I'll explain in a second. But you know Dilma in English? A dilemma.
Dilma
is dilemma.
I never
caught that.
Yes, many words like that.
Wow. Right?
It must be from the Greek.
But it means I don't know what to do. Dilemma means I don't know what it is. So I have Dilma.
For example, you have tool.
Yeah.
A tourist. Los Luis.
La Tour, I thought. Yeah.
Same thing.
We got a lot of those Hebrew.
Others, yeah.
Psia is a pace, right? So it's pace is a psia.
So the other way, we have a piyut called Nidrinat, Shemetz Taher. Shemetz Taher, you purify the dirt. Shemetz. Schmutz.
good. Okay, so again, what the case is, I have, Beis Din gave two different Piske halacha, and a different miut followed each one. And do I combine them? Odilma came into Edi v'Edi Chelev who mitzdarif, and then no, maybe I don't count them as separate ones, right? And then they would be mitzdarif. So what's the nafkamina? The question is, would I bring a korban or not? If they're separate things, I don't have a rov, and I would not bring a parhelam davar. If I combine the two, the assumption is they would make a majority between the two, and then they would be chayav during the korban. Im tim salom, and if you're going to tell me came into Edi v'Edi Chelev. Whom it's tarif. Okay, so maybe the having in that case, since it's the same Avera, the eight chelev, miut chelev sh'al gabe hakeva, or miut chelev sh'al gabe dakin. There's different parts of chelev and different parts of the animal. If you want to, don't do this before you eat. Do it before you eat lunch, but not after you eat lunch.
The other one is the me'ayim.
Yeah, you can look in the art scroll, the new art scroll, Mikros Gedolos has these colored diagrams in the back. It clearly shows you exactly where all these different fats are in the animal. Yeah. So do that before you eat dinner tonight. but they're both chelev, but it's not the same chelev. It's one from the keva, one from the dakin. Mahu, would I be mitzarif those as well? So ha'ocha vadai keva de bitrei kroi ka'osi lo mitzarif. So one side of the suffix is I have two separate pesukim. One pasuk is tells me that the chelev of the keva is aser. One tells me the chelev on the dakim is aser. So since there's two different pesukim, maybe I can't combine them. Oh, Dilma, my dilemma is like this: keva on the edi chelev who mitzarif. Maybe no. Okay, it's still chelev, right? So therefore, I would be mitzarif him. And again, the nafkamina would you be chayav to bring in par helam davar. The im tim salomar shem chelev who mitzarif. Fine. So you tell me chelev is chelev no matter where it's located on the in the animal. That would have combined. Miut bechelev umiut bedam mahu. So what could I combine that again? So now the case is where the based in first basing in Pesach, you're allowed to eat chelev. Yeah. You know it's a big no-no.
But these are two different things.
So, could I combine them?
They both
have an Isser Kari. So it says Hacha Vadai to Trei Isserin Inhu. They're two different things. It says Chazam Elavani. The Kevan the Ain Isser Shove Lo Mitzarif. So therefore they shouldn't be Mitzarif. Or Mark says the other way. Odilma Kevan the Isserin Shove. Meaning they both have an Isser Kari. The Kabon Shove Mitzarif. Right. You have the same thing. So therefore maybe they should be Mitzarif. Which is a chiddush, right? To think that just because the punishment or the atonement is the same, therefore anything I do that gets the thing, I can now be mitzarif. Interesting. Keeps going the more, even weiter. V'in tim salomer. Keva de isurun shove, de korbonon shove mitzarif. Miut bechelev umiut bavoda zora, mahu. If I did a miut, again, they gave two mistaken, erroneous psakim. One says you could have chelev, one says you could do a avoda zora. So hacha vada ein iser shove, right? Vein korban shove. So here we certainly say, look, it's not an iser. The korbanos are not the same. Odoma came into edi ve'edi kares who mitzarif. Maybe since they just have an iser kares, I should combine them, right? Tosa just speaks out about it. We're not going to go into it, but Tosa just speaks about how. What's the havmi? They have different korbanos. So how would you combine? What possible set of korbanos would you bring to be yotze in that case? Okay, but not for now. So the Gemara ends off teku. Let it stand. It's unresolved.
When
so,
they say Bezin, they mean what?
Sanhedrin Agadol. Bezin Agadol, 71.
Only.
Yeah.
The Bezin in your city, though, you don't have to listen to? If it's against...
Parhelam Dov would be for the Bezin Hagadol, or it would be the... Every Shevet had their own Bezin of Chaf Gimel. So that, if that, like the Shevet of Reuven would give a Pesach for his Shevet, that would also Parhelam Dov. The Machlokes who brings it, the people or the thing, but the Bezin is Sanhedrin HaGadol, 71, or that. So Teku, there is a popular, it's in Sfarim brought down, the Teku is Rosh HaTevis, Tishbi, Taretz, Kushius, Ubayos. Right? So we say this, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah?
What did you say again?
Teku Rosh Tevis. Tishbi, meaning Eliyahu, Yitarit will come and give answers for Kushios, all the Kashas, and Uv Boyos, and all the onion things. But the Brisk Rosh, they can't be. It can't be because when the word has a Kasha, it ends off with the word Kasha. When it ends off with the Iboyalu, it ends off with the word Teku. Teku just literally means let it stand, it's unresolved. Rosh Hashanah said maybe they want to be like Mechazik, you know, Emun and Mashiach Tzidkenu, so we created a Teku for this. But the word means something by itself, and the Brisk Rosh says it can't be because you never find the word Teku used after a Kasha. So you don't. It only comes up for an ibayaluhu. So okay, we say teku, but we should know what
it means. There's no decision. No
right, decision. Right. It means it's unresolved.
Okay.
That's what it means.
It gives an interesting explanation for why you might not think chaylev and damer are shavah because damer is always aser.
Yeah.
And chaylev and v'chaya is mutter. So they're two different levels.
Where's chaylev mutter?
V'chaya. Chaylev and v'chaya.
Oh, chaya.
Yeah.
So that's why that would be the havamina why you wouldn't compare the two.
Interesting. Good.
In the Gemara,
yeah. Right.
Worse than any Avera.
Yeah.
So why do you end up with a Teku here?
It's not a question of how bad it is. It's a question of can I combine that mistaken Pesach with something else in order to bring the Par Ha'olam Davar? Everyone's masking. It's a terrible Avera of Avodah Zarah. But does that, if I still don't get the majority of people doing it, does that raise the threshold high enough in order to be high after being the korban of the Par Ha'olam Davar? It's not a question of necessarily how because it's so serious, therefore we bring it, he still needs to get the numbers of Rov. You still have to have the majority, regardless of how heinous and severe it is. Okay, here we go. Three lines from the bottom. Iboy Elu. Horu Beis Din Shechelev Mutter. Okay, they gave a psak, you can eat chelev. For also miyot hakahal, the minority of the people did and went ahead and ate the chelev. Umeis also beizdin, and that beizdin who gave the incorrect psak passed away.
All of them.
All of them. The omad beizdin acher, and a new beizdin comes. V'chazru v'harosh also miyot acher, and they get the same mistake in psak. The new brand new beizdin, They say you can have chelev. Salib the man domer beizdin maise lo tiboyloch. According to the machlokes we've spoken out several times, according to the one who holds that the based in themselves, the ones who bring the korban, so lo tiboylach means it's not even a question. It can't be. They're dead. It can't be. You can't be sorry. V'ha leisnu, they're not around. El ki tiboylach, what's the question really now? Can we combine? Ali b'man da'omer tzibur maisi. According to the one who holds that the people are the ones who bring the korban, so then my, what would be the din? Right? Tzibur ha'koi. We have a tzibur. I can combine them. Odilma Yediyada who based in the Horuba Einon. We need the based in. Again, Teku unresolved. But an interesting case where you would not have the based in. You could think of Rabbi Yehuda. We're holding by Sefer Omer. It could have been Rabbi Yehuda's Talmidim.
Who points?
Kul Mason Perak Echod,
says the Gemara. Who appoints the based
in? It's interesting. Who appoints the based in? So you have the of based in the Nasi. And then the way the Rambam tells us, the way they used to sit, Gemara in Sanhedrin, they had three rows of sitting, and then the Beis themselves sat in a semicircle, and it was like Lahavta was batting order. You know, you had the top Talmud who was Roy, he was sitting right here, and then if one of the members of the Sanhedrin passed away, he got promoted, and everybody went up a spot on the bench. The last guy on the second row, I'm sorry, the head of the second row became the last guy on the first row. So it was a whole procession.
So the original Beis Din appoints the
second. Moshe Rabbeinu appointed them. Moshe Rabbeinu made the original Beis Din.
Melech has nothing to do with it.
No, Melech's not allowed to sit in the Beis Din because it's a reeve. It's an argument. You're not allowed to be cholik on the Melech. The Melech can't. Second parak of Sanhedrin discusses.
And the Melech is a political position.
He's nogei b'dover. He's nogei b'dover. The Gemara says because the Kohen Gadol can't serve on it and the Melech can because each has a vested interest. The Kohen Gadol has a vested when it comes to making whether it's an Ibuyo or not. Because he has to tovel and the mikvah five times on Yom Kippur. So he doesn't want it to be so late on. So he'd rather not have a leap year because it means it's closer to the summertime.
Yeah.
I'm looking outside and seeing snow on the ground by Pesach. But he'd rather have not a leap year. The Melech wants a leap year because he pays his soldiers a flat rate for the year of service. So if he can get 13 months out of them in the army rather than only 12, it's better. So it's interesting. You'd think, from here you see the koch of shochat, how far a bribe can affect the person. When you have negias for something, you have a vested interest, then you're part of the melech, the kohen gadol, you can't get better than that. No, even they're not allowed to be on it. Okay, good. We're two lines now from the top on Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yochanan. Says Rav Yochanan. New topic now. Good segue. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Yonasan. Yeah, thank you. Rav Yonasan. Meya Shiyoshu Lahoros. 100 Dayanim sit down to give a psak. Ein Chayov Ad Shiyor Kulon. It's not, you're not chai unless all 100 of them are masking to this.
But the Beis Din HaGadolim Shalayim was 71.
Okay,
but what is this 100 business?
You could have Mosif, Mosif and Dayanim. Let's say that it's a split. It's Ein Yodea. We could
well, it's a split. If it's 71, it's not a split.
35, right? You need by two.
No, but 71 is not a split.
35, which is... It's too close. You have to win.
That's the reason why you don't.
Oh, you're asking Beis Din Shokel, right? That's what you're asking. Well, how can I have an even number? You're asking the number 100.
Beis Din Shokel, we understand. That's why we have 71.
Right.
But
here says 100.
What is the idea of the 100 Dayanim when Beis Din HaGadol is 71?
Well, the article says that. The article brings a Rambam says that in certain cases they added on to the 71.
You could, yes, it's called Mosif Aleihem Dayanim.
It doesn't say why. It says
are those the same? Is the Hebrew article the same as the English article? Different footnotes?
No, I have the Hebrew one.
I think it's a little different. I'm not sure.
It's not to do with the Bevan. It just says, May Sheyoshua.
Yeah, he says, okay, 100 sat down to give a sock.
Because one says a lot of things you don't make.
It's not only a question of Sheyoshua. Yoshua Lehoros. It's the Lehoros business. So
you guys don't get bothered by this because we're going to see 10 in a second. So don't the numbers throw
you. Survive it.
The stipler asked the same question that you asked.
Wow, you're having the stipler.
When you have it in the English there?
It just says that the Kiyos Yaakov asked the same question. It doesn't say what the answer is.
That's the godless of an art school. You're giving the chavin to the stipler without having to go through the whole sugya.
He was a chazanish.
Chazanish, the stipler.
No.
What? Puts in a filu.
Who says that? Steinsaltz? Adds in a filu, man.
Here he says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Aleph should also lose if al minyan al
tayyib. He says also the Rambam says you can't add, but then they say you can.
Okay, so even Rabbi Stein says even 100. Meish Yoshu Lahoros Ein Chayav and Ashi Kulon Shnei Mar Apostles Im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku Ad She Yishku Kulon. They all have to have a shogeg Ad She Tifshoit Haroa Bechol Adas Yisrael until the psak was given by everybody. Which reminds me, someone was here on the first day of Yom Tov. We were talking a little bit about how you look at a Beis Din, and the way it is when you have a split 2-1. So we don't look at the vote was 2-1. We view it as 3-0. In halacha, that's how we could. Reb Chaim has like this, Reb Shimon Shkop, because that's what it has when he says that the miut becomes part of the rov. So they voted, they were outvoted, and then it doesn't say it's a split, it's a hung jury. I don't know, I mean, that's probably the best term, but it means like you have 3-1, that the miut is not even there anymore. That Reb Chaim's talking about in terms of kashrus. We need to have like really on a deraisa level, if I have two kosher hamburgers and one non kosher, right, we say that you could eat all three. Eat all three.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. What do you mean? One of them's not kosher. No, because then the iser nefach lios heter, the psak was given, and all three become mutter. So the one that was not there becomes like it's too far beyond the subject here. But we're going to see how this connects to this concept of getting a psak from each and every single one of them. Om Rav Huna Breider Av Hoshayu Hachi Nami Mistabes. Makes sense. To bechol haTorah kulo kaimelon rubo kakulo. This is a shas rule. We say that rov is like that. There's a whole sugi in chul. I think it's on Yud Aleph. Where we learn this out from different rayas, where we learn the concept, but it's an accepted principle. Rubo kakulo. So hach k'siv, it says kol ha'eda. So you got everybody. Hoyo v'kach, right? So since it's written this way, afilu heimeh. Even if it's 100, you have to get everybody. Tanan haru beis din v'yada echa mehem shita'o talmud roi lahoro. So they gave a psak, right? And one of them realized that they made a mistake. Or one Talmud who was himself could have given a horah, as we saw, like Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, v'holich v'asal pihim, and he went ahead nevertheless, knowing the mistake, and followed what they believed the mistake in Pesach HaBeis Din was. Bein she'asu v'asa imam, whether the Beis Din did it and he did it with them. Bein she'asu v'asa acharim, whether they did it first and he does it afterwards. Or bein she'lo asa. They didn't do it at all, but he does it. This was our Mishnah. Because he wasn't relying upon Beis Din. He knew they were mistaken. The diak is, in this case, he's Chayev. Ha acher potter. Everybody else will be potter. So am I. Ha lo nigmara hara. It's not called a complete hara. So hachamai askin. What's the case? This one person who didn't agree. Because again, according to Rabbi Yosef, everyone has to agree, right? Says no. Like he nodded his head, signaling he was masking to it. He did it. So the Chazanish explained, what do you mean? What's going on? He's lying? Like everyone's saying the thing and he knows the wrong and he goes, good, 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 psak. No, he's nodding, he's masking to the fact that
he was not nodding. Hirkin means he just had his head like this.
Head down doesn't mean he's nodding?
Yeah. Leharkin is not nodding.
It means to lower your head.
Just lowering.
Interesting. So I mean he didn't, so did he injure and
so he did it like this.
Oh, so he's that's probably what the Chazon is saying. He's masking to the fact that he's outvoted.
Yeah,
not he's masking. He did it on Psak, but it's 1 versus 99, 1 versus 70. What am I going to do? I'm the Miyad, so it's not going to go like me. But that's what. Tashma, Haru Beizin V'Yada Echad Mehem Shetos. They had Psak, and one of them knew that it was a mistake. Again, our classic case. They're saying you're allowed to eat Chaylev. Va'Omer Lehen Toim Atem. You guys are wrong. You're mistaken. Hare Eile Peturin. They're Potter. Time to Omer Lehen, the reason because he said this, Tom Atem, you're all bunch, you're mistaken. Therefore, because he spoke that out, that's why the Peturim, they're going to be Potter. Hashosig Mishtak, but if he would remain quiet, knowing that they were in fact wrong, Chayovin, right? Chayav being a Korban, Vagamala Hora. And because that's the sense, right? Vagamala Hora. So am I. Why are you Chayav in this case? Ha lo horu kulon, according to Rabbi Yonasan, not everyone's giving. So Omri Hachinami, saying Teretz over here, Kigon Shihirkin Berosho. So it translates like he lowered his head. He lowered his head, and like the Chazon says that he was masking. He knows they're wrong, but he realized that based upon the rov, they're going to get him. So Mazaglov Masharshia. So yes, how could this be? Some Churabaseinu Aldivre Bishimben Gamliel, Aldivre Belozabin Ritzadok, Shahai Omri, they said as follows. Ein Goizvin Gezerah Al Tzibra El Imkin Rov Tzibra Yechon La Amud Bo. They only make a Gezerah. If a lasting gazera, if it could work, if they could, if the majority of people could keep it, but it doesn't mean everyone could keep it. You can make something, chalavakum, whatever it is, a chalav, whatever gazera you're going to make, and if the people can do it. By the way, you know the Gemara, we had these sugyas in the third parak of in Avodah Zarah, that they wouldn't tell you the reason. You always have a few wise guys, right? Yeah, well, that's the reason for it. No, that reason doesn't apply for me, right? Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Wow, believe it in that beam and no one's going to know, right? You always have you knack, right? So they wouldn't tell them the reason why. After a year, if they could do it, then they would be megal the ta'am behind the gezeirah derabbanan. But it didn't mean everybody could keep it. It meant the rov could keep it. So this is his kasha. Omer of Ada bar Abba, micro, how do you know this? B'me'era atem ne'arim, oh, you see, right?
Atem kovim.
Goy kulo. So it means that they accept this gezeirah done with the force of an era of a curse, right? And then koivim is like you're stealing it, right? So it means that they accept this upon themselves that the them, but you need to have the goy kulo for them. The goy kulo you need to have in order for it to be a valid valid gezeirah.
So he's cholek on
he's cholek on him. Yeah, he's gonna win. We're gonna slug him up. He's this Rabbi Yosef's gonna be. Defeated. Ha hacha dechsiv hagoy hakulo. You need everybody. Veruba kakulo dami. So when you have rove that works like it. Tiyufta Rebbe Yonasan Tiyufta. So then we. I said Rebbe Yochanan originally, right? I was doing parentheses, but Rebbe Yonasan. So yeah. So he slugged up. So this is refuted. In fact, you do not have to have everybody on the base and agree to the final pesach. And again, we'll handle that. How you got to 100, whether it was mostly Dayanim or whatever, but the field.
That's been it's in the Fashas. The oldest and Sam?
No. Din in the Fashas.
Says Chayev.
He's Potter. Right. Right, right. There's Rabbi Shay Shachter who's here. He spoke out a few years ago. He was speaking like maybe between Minchah Marav one night, and he spoke an interesting machlokis. What would you need 23 Dayanim to execute, right?
Yeah.
So let's say 22 all cast their vote, the guy's Chayiv Misa. And the 23rd Dayan also thinks he's Chayiv Misa. But if he says 23 you're chayiv, the guy's going to be potter, right? So what does he do?
So he says no.
So what he says in court, if I remember correctly, it's a machlokes. I'll see him. He can catch him running. I think it's a machlokes between, he said, the Yaros Tavash and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh as to what to do. But his mahalach was that no, you still cast your vote and you say that he's chayav because midover sheker tirchak. This is the whole Yisod he was giving. We can't pervert justice to what we think. Hashem has a way of running the world and this guy's going to get what he deserves. But we can't fake it or fudge it or not call it like we see it in order to change the emes.
Medvish by Yosef and the 10 brothers, when they saw him coming, they sat down for a dead bird what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
They considered him as a roidek.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is 9 said chayav. And the 10th one was Reuven. He believed that he's not chayev. So if he said he's chayev, he would go free. But he had to tell the MS, so he said he's not chayev. Therefore, the rule is you kill him. That's right. Why they kill him.
There you
That's
go.
Why the pussy got to let us say later that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. Because he's the one who voted that he's brought to action.
Okay, very good. Okay, Elamai kol adas de kamer rachmanos. And what does it mean? Halchi kamer iika kulam havi hara. If you have kulam, it is called a hara. Ve'ilo lo havi hara. If you don't have kol gas, it's not going to be called a hara. Om Reb Yoshua yud shiyoshin bedin. 10 people are sitting down to give a psak din. So we just brought Yosef and the brothers. Okay, kolar toli bitzavar kulan. Literally means like this: it's hanging on their neck. They're all
a chain hanging.
They're what's that?
A chain.
Yeah, I mean it's all hanging on their head. A chain's around all their necks. Pshita. It's obvious. Hakamash malan tafilu talmud lifnei rabo. No, even if it's not all on the same level, it's a talmud who's there, and his rebbe is part of that. He still has to speak up if he finds that he's innocent. And he goes a ma'isa ha ravuna. When he would go to Beis Din, he'd bring 10 Talmidim from Rav's yeshiva with him, from his Beis Medrash. So there would be a lot of splinters from the beam. It's the same meaning, the blame's going to be shed out. It's not going to all fall on me. If I'm wrong, there's a communal responsibility over here where you're all going to be guilty as well. Not just one man taking it on himself. Ravashi ki havi maisei treifa l'kayim. When you have to pass in an animal's treif, maisei asar mitabche, he bring 10 tabach as a butcher, mimasa machasia, right? He would bring them. Mas machasia lo v'mosiv kayme, omer ki heiched en intian shiba mikashura, right? So then we're all going to be, we're all in this together. Same idea, I'm not going to take on myself. Okay, let's go a little bit more, we'll do the Mishnah. Horu Beisdin. Next Mishnah, all right. V'yadu shetau. They gave an incorrect psak, chaylev. And then they found out, whoops, it's wrong, you're not allowed to have chaylev. V'chazru behen. And then they went back and said, okay, what we said yesterday, that we were wrong. So, bein shehevian kaparason, uvein shlohevian kaparason. Whether they brought the korban, or they didn't bring the korban, v'halach v'osa alpihen. Somebody else went ahead and acted based upon their psak. Reb Shimon Poter, Reb Elazar, Omer Sofek. So Elazar is a Sofek. Rashi in the Mishnah says Reb Shimon Poter. It's up at the top. Lefi Shabeshuz based in Huose. He was still acting on what Basin said. Shezeh Dayan Lo Hayodeya Sheyadu Shetov VeChozrin. He didn't get the message that they were mistaken and went back. VeHave he is told by Basin Hilchach Poter. He's still exempt. He's acting in complete innocence. He didn't know any better. You can imagine, that's why they have these technologies now, the WhatsApp, that there's going to be like a Beis Din WhatsApp group, and the whole Klal Yisrael is going to know that there was the communication factor is just going to be so instantaneous. It's technology is gewaldic. Reb Elazar Omer Sofik, says Rashi, Kilomer Sofik ikich tol Beis Din, ikich tol de be'atzmo domi, right? He doesn't know, so therefore, Mavi and Ashen Toli, he's going to have to bring a Korban Ashen Toli, which is always brought, whether you're not sure if you did it or not. Asks the Mishnah, Ezehu Sofik, right? What's the Sofik? Yoshev lo besoch beso. If he was home, he's chayev. Halach lo lebedina sayam potter. If he traveled far away, he's potter. No one can know. So Amar Kiva moide ani bezeh. I'm asking. I agree. Shehu korov the potter min achoyvet. It's very close to being exempt. So Amar lo ben azai maishno zeh my yoshev bebeso. How is this different than the guy who's sitting at home? He should know. Shai yoshev bebeso esher hayel yishma. This guy it was possible he could have heard. This, it wasn't possible for him.
Because he went to Medina Sayyam.
Horu Beisdin La'akaris Kol Haguf. If they want to be Oker and Gantz, and they want to take away an entire Parsha, Omru Ein Nida B'Torah. There's no concept of one being a Nida in Torah. Ein Shabbos B'Torah. There's no concept of Shabbos in the Torah. Ein Avodah Zorah B'Torah. There's no concept of idol worship in the Torah. Hare Elu Peturin. Right? You're Potter if you would act upon that. Horu Levatel Mixas L'Kai Mixas. But if they gave it psak, they're going to take away part of one of these three, part of Nida, part of Shabbos, part of Vodazar, but they're still keeping part of that, Hare Elu Chayov, then they're going to be Chayov. So Ketzot, what's an example when you're keeping
so
part of it?
The Potter and the Chayov is upon the people.
Or
is it upon the Beis Din?
who's being the core of the people? Well, that's the Machlokes, right? The people.
The people are potu.
Yeah.
And what happens to the Beis Din?
The Beis Din has to bring a korban.
Even if they were oker davar from the Torah mamash.
Yeah.
So just a korban is enough.
Ketzad, Amr Yesh Nida B'Torah. There is a concept of, this is going to have you keep part of these. There is a concept of one being a Nida, of a Haba of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Potter. But they said, no, you're allowed to have a woman, there's a cycle. There's a 7 days of Nidus and there's 11 days of Zava. If she sees Dom in that time. So if she sees Dom for 1 day in her Ziva time period, those 11 days, it's called a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to keep 1 day clean and then she is Mutter, right? That's the derisus. So they said that's not part of the Torah. The Nida is Osir, but the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is that's where they Potter in that case. The Din Shabbos, Yesh Shabbos B'Torah, V'Hamoitzi Meshus HaYoch, Meshus HaRab in Potter. There is a concept of Shabbos, but you're allowed to carry from a private into the public domain. So they kept part of their, got rid of part of it. In that case, is Potter. Yesh Avodah Zarah B'Torah. There is Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Aval Mishtacheve Potter. But if you bow down to it, you are Potter. So if they say these things, Hare Elu Chayovim. They have to bring a korban for that because they gave an incorrect psak. V'net Shnemar V'net Lam Dover. That it'll be hidden from them, right? And the drush is Dover. That's what's hidden. Velo kol guf, but not the whole thing. So when they try to take out the whole thing, then the basin doesn't bring the korban. When they do a partial fulfillment, a partial getting rid of, that's the time when they would bring the what's it called? The parhelam shell Dover.
Well, guys, go back to the very beginning of the Mishnah. It says that whether they brought the parhelam Dover already or not, then an individual goes and follows them. Then the individual's going to be. There's one. Well, it's Machlokas, but there's one svara that says, I'm not sure who it is.
Reb Shimon said he's Potter.
Oh, it's Rav Galoza says he's a Safek.
Yeah, that we saw.
So why is it even a Safek? Because if they already brought the Parhel and Dover, that's supposed to be a kapara for any of the individuals.
But he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. So it would be probably like this. They brought the Parhel and Dover. He didn't know that. He went ahead and did the Avera. So that's why Shimon holds it's a suffix now. So it means that it's an Asham Toluif in that case. Okay. Yeah. All right. Shkoyach, everybody. Thank you very much. I enjoyed learning. Oh, Rabbi Mark is going to be taking over the daf for the last 4 days of Yom Tov. He's going to pick it up, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow with the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, okay.